About. Look at this production value. We officially have somebody to bring in the show. And we got me, your host. Things are turning around, ladies and gentlemen. The leaves aren't just falling off the trees here in fall, but things are also turning up. The heat is on. The heat is on. The heat is on. Natty Bumpergar here. It is the Bumper Podcast. How are you doing? I'm so good. I don't know what's in the air. I don't know what's in the water, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at you across the table there. You look great today. Everybody loves you. You're a great person. I like how you dressed yourself. Did you do that? Did you? You just went in and you look great. It's amazing. You look like you're healthy. You're happy. Are you happy? I'm happy. Man, I can't even tell you that. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to knock on wood. Hey, can somebody bring me some wood to knock on over here?
Yeah, boss, I'm bringing some wood.
Thank you, Piggy Lou. Going to bring me some wood. 2, 1, 2, 3. Knock on that wood. Because I feel great. I feel great. I'm catching up on projects that have been looming. Projects that have been lingering, projects that have been keeping me down in the doldrums and the dumps. You ever get so busy that you can't do everything? Where it's just like, hey, here's this thing, here's this thing, hey, here's this thing, hey, here's this thing. And then you just realize you're just overwhelmed and you can't keep up and you can't catch up. And then it's just like, the more stuff that comes, your plate gets more and more full, and then eventually you can't even pick your plate up. That's how it's been lately. But now, I'm trying to think. Now I'm starting to freak myself out a little bit because it might be a little bit of a false sense of security. But from what I understand in my brain, what my brain is telling me right now, I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling okay. And I'm going to try to live that way the whole entire day. So, yeah. What kind of projects? Boring projects. Website project. Hey, look, I made you a web. Hey, look, I made. Do you want to build a website? I can build it all in code. It doesn't even matter if it really will ever load. Of course, it'll be mobile. Because why not? Don't even ask me about Java. Do you want to build a website?
It doesn't have to be a WordPress site. Yes, it does.
Because that's pretty much all I build these days. I love the WordPress websites, and I build them quickly, and I use some... Oh, this is boring. So anyway, website stuff. That's what I've been doing. I made a logo for somebody yesterday. What else am I doing?
I'm just doing things, you know.
Do you ever work freelance and you have clients and they give you money and you're like, yeah, this is going to motivate you to get things moving. And then it's 6 months later and you've sent probably 800 emails saying, hey, buddy, I really want to do your website, but I need this stuff from you. I need this. And they're like, of course I'll get it to you. And then they don't. And then they don't even respond. And you're sitting there with their money thinking, I don't know what to do. Do I just give you your money back? I have done a lot of work. I did work up several logos and a couple of mock-ups. I don't know what to do. What do I do? Does anyone know? Can anyone tell me? This is why the life of a freelancer is not a pleasant life, because you're beholden to the client. And when they say, just make it good. Hey, just make it good. And you're like, what is good to you? I'll make my website, and then I'll do all this work and spend all this time and make it awesome, and then you'll come back and you'll be like, you know what? Let's just make it all white. And I'm like, really? I made it, but Oh, fine. I'll make it all white. Because you know what? You're right, because you're the client. That's why.